Among the first new TV shows of the year are three series trying to follow on the heels of last season's smash hit Survivor. ABC has The Mole, which premiered last night, and Fox has Temptation Island, which first airs tonight. And the WB network has Pop Stars coming up on Friday. TV critic David Bianculli says the copycats are inevitable and that their failure probably is too.
Why are we suddenly getting hit with all these reality shows and cutthroat contests in primetime? Two reasons. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the threatened actors' strike later this year. Millionaire burst out of the gate two summers ago and changed all the rules. At a time when network viewership was going down, Regis Philbin's quiz show proved that broadcast TV still could attract large audiences and entertain several generations at once, like it did way back in the years BC, before cable. Because of Millionaire, network executives were ready to try almost anything. One of those tries resulted in Survivor, last year's biggest new hit. The other reason for all this new reality show development is that all of Hollywood is fearing, and gearing up for, a possible actors' strike later this year. For TV, that means scripted shows will have to be stockpiled in advance or substituted with other programs. And these reality shows, like news magazines, are the most obvious players to call in from the bench. That doesn't mean, though, that any of them are worth watching, or that any of them will succeed. Look, I liked Millionaire and Survivor from the start, and predicted both would be big hits. The predictions coming true was dumb luck. It always is. But I reacted to those shows, like many people did, because they were so different. Millionaire was the first primetime quiz show in decades, and Survivor was a true TV original. That's why I think they succeeded, and why I think The Mole, Temptation Island, and Pop Stars, like last season's Survivor wannabe Big Brother, will fail. So will most of the third-generation copies due later this season. When Millionaire hit big on ABC, Fox broke a TV development speed record churning out its own game show ripoff. That show was called Greed, and really, the title says it all about this entire copycat phenomenon. Except in this case, Gordon Gekko's advice in the movie Wall Street didn't hold true. Greed was not good. The only thing more pathetic about the way TV tries to clone its own successes is how long it's been trying the same sorry trick. Half a century ago, when the first Western showed up in TV's top 10, the networks fell all over themselves churning out variations on the same cowboy themes. By the end of the 1950s, there were 31 Westerns in primetime every week, and many of them were weak. Every time someone on TV scores a big hit, other people are there ready to try the sincerest form of flattery. In the 70s, anyone with a pulse could host a variety show. In the 80s, The Cosby Show and Miami Vice were followed by several sad, inferior imitators. And now, to start this new century, we have stuff like Pop Stars, which tracks the tryouts for a brand new girl group, and Temptation Island, which takes four unmarried couples, separates them, and tempts them with good-looking people in a show that's less steamy and even less interesting than it sounds. And The Mole, which gathers 10 people together and eliminates them one by one with the help of one inside person who's actually working against the others. Here's a quick taste of The Mole just to prove how insipid it is. The contestants are gathered around a conference room table, and host Anderson Cooper is about to show them a videotape catching them in the act of doing something they shouldn't have done.
Oh, and one more thing. As I left this room, I told you as a group not to discuss anything you had seen on the monitors. You all come around, look at this.
During the test, we'd had our camera crew step out of the room, but one camera was left recording to see if the players would discuss the information on the screens when they thought no one was listening.
And you've never had your heart broken?
He said, have you never ever had your heart broken?
And Charlie answered, and because of that, we're going to have to penalize you $10,000.
Who said that?
I just don't know.
This is a show built entirely around distrust, a show where cameras are everywhere and the results are intended for national television. Knowing that, what kinds of idiots would think they have any sort of privacy at all? These kinds of idiots, that's who. And to tell you the truth, I can't work up much more sympathy for anyone who wants to watch one of these tacky-come-latelys. Pop Stars doesn't interest me. I don't dig The Mole, and Temptation Island doesn't tempt me a bit. But I still watch Millionaire from time to time, and when Survivor 2 premieres after the Super Bowl, I'll be there.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.